Kijk al, what all. Considering the circumstances, which we'll get to in a second, I suppose one all isn't probably that bad. Nope. In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, obviously. You know, being down to 10 men against a good side, to come away with a point, you know, we kind of be happy with. I got asked last night about is a point always 2 points dropped? And my reply then, as it is now, is it's not in the circumstances. It depends on what the circumstances are. And, you know, we should have had a penalty. All the Marine players have admitted to our players that we should have had a penalty. We don't get a penalty, we end up with a player getting sent off. But that was the, you know, the officials, what they see.
Well, they say officials can kill a game. Shall we say he murdered that one?
He did, yeah, he did. For both teams, because you got two good teams there. Two good teams who, you know, what a play, good spirit. Obviously, the Liverpool Mancunian thing coming in has always adds a bit of spice to it. But it's always done the right way, and you know, there's going to be bookings and things like that. But it's part and parcel, you know, yeah. And you know, fair play. But some of the decisions are just they're mind-blowing, they're baffling, you know. So,
if we talk about the sending off, I mean, what we were saying in the stand was, if you're going through on goal and you're beating your man and you're going to shoot, yeah, you're not going to go down. No, it's simple as.
No, that's it. But
well, yeah, nothing else you can say.
He's just ready to pull the trigger, and the lads come across him and took his legs. It's nothing. He's plain as day. It is absolute plain as day, but, you know, it's what, I mean, there's just so many things that they've missed. The handballing
right in front of us.
Right in front, and it's like, how can you miss that? The things that you can tell why they've never played football, you know, players backing into some other players, which is an accepted part of the game, and you put your arms out to, you know, protect yourself in that respect, and he was calling it shirt pulling. That's not shirt pulling.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
that's just making yourself a bigger target.
No, I noticed that he was calling it for shirt pulling.
Yeah,
instead
it
was
shirt pulling.
The arm, yeah.
It's just you're just making yourself a bigger target and giving yourself the best opportunity of keeping hold of the ball. And he did that for both teams.
Yeah, no, he did.
But if we, you know, look at the big, real big decisions, we should have had a penalty, which would have given us 2-1 victory, and we've ended up, you know, losing a player now because of...
Yeah, exactly. But going away from that, last week you said to me you were looking for a reaction. Do you think you got it today, generally?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think. And it's all it is down to hard work and setting a tempo and how we want to do things and making sure that you go out there with the mentality that you're going to work harder than the other players who you're playing against. And if you do that, you know, nobody can have any complaints about you. If you get beaten by a better team, then fair enough. But it's all down to work rate and effort, and I think we saw that in large doses today.
Yeah, cause I think when we got the ball down and played football,
yep,
it looked good and very, but not easily, but wasn't very easily, but looking like we're going to get behind them every single time, really.
Yeah, I felt like that. But, you know, again, I must say that I thought their defence was very well organised and, you know, made it difficult. The midfield worked hard because they're a good side.
They are a good side.
They're a good side. So, you know, to feel so hard done by, but be happy in the respect of the response we've got from the players that can take us forward now. Mm. You know, last week, well, it pains me to say it because I think we all wanted a decent FA Cup run. Last week might have been, you know, a shot in the arm.
Yeah. Finally, our traditional night time trip to Frickley on Tuesday. None of us really relish, but
no, we've got me crashing all the
ready. we got strengthened coach windows this year.
That's the same swans about that, but I've got a bulletproof vest.
It's not going to be easy, as usual.
No, it's never. It's an hard place to go. And I spoke to, was speaking to somebody tonight, the other day, plays for Harrogate Town, and they played for Frickley and lost to them. And obviously, they're from a Conference North, so never an easy place to go. And, you know, we'll have to have more of what we showed today in Cameron.
No problem. Cheers, Scott.
Cheers.